The DA today premiered a documentary on ANC cadre deployment corruption. In a first of its kind, the documentary chronicles how ANC cadre deployment corruption laid the foundation for state capture and the looting of billions of rands in South Africa. The documentary also shows how the DA is fighting back against this form of corruption. We have already introduced the End Cadre Deployment Bill to Parliament, and we've also taken the ANC itself to court to have cadre deployment declared unconstitutional and illegal. Cadre deployment corruption robs people of opportunities by reserving jobs for ANC cadres, and it also robs the public service of the skills it needs to implement effective service delivery. If we win our court case and our bill is accepted, the DA will help South Africa build a new public service where officials are appointed on the basis of skills and merit and not on the basis of being ANC cadres. We are also very disturbed by the revelation that President Ramaphosa has met with Chief Justice Zondo to apparently influence the release of the final version of the state capture report. It is highly inappropriate for the president, who was himself a witness before the commission and is likely also implicated in the final report because of his role as chairperson of the ANC's cadre deployment committee, to interfere with the timing of the release. The DA will continue to fight cadre deployment in all its forms and we call South Africans to support us in this fight by visiting www.outlawcadredeployment.co.za.